teacher's house, he feels so right. Lows and highs, he makes us better.
Patricia J. Wade. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Grace and peace to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you. We give you all the glory which is due your name. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will have your way on this morning. Oh God, we continue to decrease in order that you may increase within us. God, continue to give us more wisdom, knowledge, revelation, but most of all, understanding. God, we thank you and we praise you for all that you are about to do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn it to the book of Acts, the 12th chapter and the 10th verse. That's Acts 12 and 10. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it reads as follows. They passed the first and second wards and came to the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself, and they went through it. When they had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic today is hidden. Peter was arrested for sharing his faith and put in prison. But King Herod ordered 16 soldiers to guard him and had him chained between two soldiers in his cell. The night before Peter was to go to trial and likely to be executed, an angel appeared and woke Peter up, and suddenly Peter's chains fell off. The angel said, "Come with me." The prison doors opened of their own accord. They walked past one set of guards, then a second set, who were digitally watching, and yet none of them saw Peter. People of God, sometimes we face many trials, and they bring a lot of fear into our hearts because we don't know what's going on. Sometimes we don't know what to do or how to react. But the only place we can turn to is to our Heavenly Father. You see, God knows that in this world, we will face many trials, but throughout his word, he has given us encouragement. He has given us comfort. He has given us reassurance that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So one of the Bible verses that he uses to comfort us is Isaiah 43:2. And it reads, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. And the flames will not set you ablaze. People of God, it is normal to feel alone when all things around you, when everything feels like it is falling apart and you see no hope of the end coming soon. With God, you can face any trial and you can overcome it because he has given you his power and his strength. He knows that trials can easily crush and destroy you if he does not intervene at a certain time. You see, people, God is an on-time God. He may not come when you want him to come, but he's always on time. He's never late. You see, we get so antsy and we be so quick to come out of something until we miss the revelation of what we are in. There is a reason why we must wait on God in every situation. But there comes a time when we get tired of waiting. And when we get tired of waiting, that's when we will trust in God even more. Activate the faith. We need to learn how to rest in the hope that God sees your situation and he will help you through it. People of God, God didn't say you will never have problems, but he promised that when trouble comes, he will hide you. You see, in the midst of hiding, when you are being hid, that's when God is teaching you how to activate your faith. That's when God is placing his strength within you. That's when God is teaching you how to trust him even more. When God is hiding you, he is preserving you for the next level. He is preserving you and getting you ready for the next assignment. He won't let the circumstances stop your purpose. He will not allow the circumstances to dictate how you will praise him, to dictate how you will come out of the situation. My God, today, I feel you, Holy Ghost, I feel you. So while you are hidden, your faith is increasing. While you are hidden, you are developing a relationship with the Master. Come on, here, somebody. While you are hidden, you are putting your trust in him. You are getting to know who he is. When you are hidden, God is giving you a strategic plan on how to come out. People of God, you are believing in the true and living God. You're not believing in what man can do for you, because there are certain things that God is going to bring you out of that no man will get the glory. No, man can't say, I did this and I did this. The things that God is bringing us out, nobody will get the glory but him. Because people will see, brought you out of this, he can surely bring me out. Some things that you go through, it is not for you. Come on here, somebody. But it is a testimonial for others. Y'all better get this. I now truly know the meaning of the song. all night, all day. The angels keep watching over me, my Lord. You see, he has angels, come on here, watching over you right now, protecting you in your hidden place. I like when the angel came and told Peter, come with me. And all those guards were King Herod sent to protect him. The angel guided Peter right there in front of him and led him out. Ooh, none of the guards seen him. God will lead you, oh my God, to thee, out of the trouble. God will lead you out of situation. God will lead you out of sickness. God will lead you out of hurt. God will lead you out of brokenness where you cannot be touched nor seen. Come on here, somebody. During that time, Peter was chained. Now time, I believe that Peter doubted God. I believe that Peter put his trust even the more in God because he know that God was a faithful God. Come on here, somebody. God was my God. His angels are watching you right now, protecting you in your hidden place. Oh my God, he knows how to open doors that you can't open. He knows how to get you out of problems that seems impossible. He knows how the blind eyes of those who are trying to hold you back. He knows how to shield their eyes so they can't see in the spirit. Because in the spirit, they are trying to hold you back, but God has hidden you from them. Come on here, somebody. Oh, come on here. I need you to get this. Don't you know people can see what God is doing for you? And they would talk against it to hold it up, but God can shield it. Come on here, somebody. He can shield so they can't see what God is doing for you. Because the talk will hold you back. Oh, my God. It will hold the blessing up. Come on here, somebody. You may not see a way out, but God can make the chains fall off. Oh, my God. You may be in a dark place right now, where you feel there is no hope. But I want you to know there is hope in God. He has angels, that is protecting you. That's all you got to do is just call on him. Everybody have ministering angels that are assigned to you. But they is just waiting on you to tell them what to do and where to go. Come on, here's somebody. Ooh. My God, I get the elbow shot. Ooh, don't allow your situation to hold you back because God has a way out. Let us pray. Father God, thank you that you supernaturally open doors and make things happen that we can't make happen for ourselves. And even things that we don't deserve, but God, you said that we deserve. And God, we thank you. We thank you that we can stay in a place of peace during the difficult times, knowing that any moment you will turn things around, whether you do it speedily or whether you do it at your own time. God, we will rest in the assurance that we will come out on top and that we will and shall come out with a praise. God, we thank you. We glorify you. That God, we would not murmur and we would not complain, but we will give you all the glory and honor, which is due your name. Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Embrace the hidden place that God has you in. knowing that he will bring you out.